You know, I got a sort of a funny subject today. Actually, it's really not funny. The title's sort of funny. Fear not, Joseph. That's the title. Don't be afraid, Joseph, or fear not, Joseph. You know, we're 1 week away from Christmas. And I know people are planning get-togethers. And I was walking through the office Friday afternoon, and I noticed that there were already a lot of empty desks. But being the head of this ministry for all these years, I went through the office and telling Merry Christmas, because I said, hey, from this day through the first of the year, the office staff scatters like flies, and people are going different places, and many of them have already gone. And, you know, and for most people, it's a great time, filled with joy, peace, and goodwill. But, you know, the time leading up to that first Christmas was a pretty traumatic event for one person. His name was Joseph. Matthew 1:18-25. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother, Mary, was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, not wanting to make a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sin. And so all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, behold, the virgin shall be with child, bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Then Joseph, being aroused from his sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took to him his wife. And he did not know her until she had brought forth her firstborn son, and they called his name Jesus. Now, you know, in the Word of God, we see do not be afraid several times. But during this Christmas season, we find do not be afraid about three other times. The angel said to Zacharias, when Elizabeth was selected to be the mother of John the Baptist, don't be afraid, in Luke 1:13. The angel said, don't be afraid to Mary, when she was selected to bear Jesus, in Luke 1:30. And then the angel said to the shepherds, don't be afraid, or do not be afraid, when they were told about Jesus being born in Bethlehem, there in Luke 2:10. Now, let's look for a moment at the world that Joseph lived in. Now, he had his carpenter business, probably pretty good, successful. And probably Mary and Joseph, probably like any other couple, had already talked about things that they wanted to do when they got married and so forth and so on. But then Joseph discovered the unimaginable. Mary was with child. How could it be? What should he do? Questions upon top of questions, and then more questions pounded his mind. And it seemed that the world that Joseph was in, lived in, was suddenly turned upside down, and everything was in disarray. And he began to be afraid of the future. Discovering that she was pregnant, and then hearing the words, do not be afraid, changed his life. Today, here and listening, there may be many of you that need to hear, do not be afraid, because just like Joseph, things are going on that you don't understand. Here, it says Mary was found with child. As impossible as these words may have sounded to Joseph, and maybe as best that Mary tried to explain it, it still didn't make sense. You may be involved in situations that don't make sense. You know, he could have easily jumped at wrong conclusions. And sometimes we jump at wrong conclusions when we don't know all the facts. This is why before we pronounce judgment on anybody or any of our own situations, we need to seek the Lord and pray for other people instead of passing judgment on them. 1 Corinthians 4:5 says, "Therefore judge nothing before the time until the Lord comes, who will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and reveal the counsels of the heart. Then each one's praise will come from God." The truth is, while Joseph was worrying about this situation, God was working out a wonderful plan for him. In time, Joseph realized that Mary hadn't done anything wrong. He discovered what Isaiah said. Now you see, as being a young Jewish man, he had been taught as a child the book of Isaiah. You can go study it if you want to, and you can find out how that Jewish young man went through studying of the Holy Scripture. And he found what it said in Isaiah 7:14. "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." What Joseph thought maybe was sin turned out to be sacred. He just didn't have all the facts in the beginning. See, we need to learn from Joseph to stop fretting about our situations in life and begin to believe God to help us through these things. Now, Psalms 37:1-5 says, "Don't fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass, and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass." I want everybody to do something right now. I want you to take a deep breath. Now, let it out slowly and just relax. Say to yourself, "I may not understand, but I sure won't be afraid." Now, we need to hear God saying, "Don't be afraid," when others don't approve. See, we need to hear God say to us, "Don't be afraid when things are happening that we don't understand." We need to hear God saying, "Don't be afraid when others don't approve of us." There in 1:19 of Matthew, "Then Joseph, her husband being a just man, not wanting to make a public example of her, was minded to put her away secretly." Now the NIV says it like this: "Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly." Now Joseph was a just man and willing to do the right thing for Mary. He was not willing to have her disgraced and make a public example. And, you know, I'm sure that Mary tried to explain to him what was going on. And I'm sure Joseph did not understand, yet he decided to show mercy. See, this was all said, this was his own doing. He decided to do this secretly so that she would not be put to public example. The real reason is because he was living under the Jewish law. Leviticus 20:10 says, and the Mosaic law clearly spells out what should happen to a woman in this condition. Joseph was reacting out of fear rather than listening to God. You know, we got to decide to do what's right in God's eyes, even though people don't understand it, and they may react in a way that is not too pleasing to us. They may say things about us because we choose to follow God. I remember when my dad chose to leave the church and go out on the field in field ministry. And man, it was bad, and we weren't making it there for a while. You've heard the story. All the preachers were talking bad about Hagin, and they were saying all kinds of things. But he kept doing what he felt like God wanted him to do. Some people won't understand it when you follow God. Some people won't understand it when you start believing God. Some people will want you to react to what they want and not what God wants. You know, fear of what others think shouldn't even be in our mind, because if it is, it will keep us from achieving what God wants us to achieve in life. Proverbs 29:25 says, the fear of man brings a snare, but whoever trusts the Lord shall be safe. Now, in the NIV, it says this. The NLT says this. Fearing people is a dangerous trap, but trusting the Lord means safety. You know, when we're following God, we must learn not to be afraid of what others are saying, what others are thinking, you know. Now, put yourself in Joseph's shoes. Hey, what would you have done in that situation? You know, many people today are afraid of the disapproval of other people, when you should be afraid of the disapproval of God, not people. People may not understand. You know, it's amazing. This is an unknown statement. I don't know who said it. But it's amazing how hard some people work to gain the approval of those who they don't like. You know, sometimes people are quick to give you their opinion, letting you know what they think about the situation, and they don't think any good can come from it, even though you're following God. You know, in the New Testament, there's a place where Jairus had gone to Jesus, and he had Jesus going to his house to touch his little daughter, and a woman with the issue of blood stopped Jesus and got healed. While that was going on, they came from his house and said, don't bother him any longer. Your daughter has passed on. And Jesus said, don't be afraid, only believe. See, don't be afraid, only believe. Mark 5:36. It's time for us to make a decision not to be afraid, just believe. You know, say to yourself, I will not be afraid of what others think. You know, now, we need to hear God saying, do not be afraid, when we deal with mental pressure and stress. Now look at this in Matthew 1:20. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. Now it says, while he thought about these things. The New American Standard Bible, when he had concentrated on this. Obviously, Joseph was spent some time in thinking about this situation. Just like you do when you have situations that are not good situations, seemingly, from the outward standpoint, you spend some time pondering it or considering it or thinking about it, rolling it over and over in your mind. You know, how many of you have ever been to that point where you were rolling these situations over until your mind just become confused and stressed? Can you imagine Joseph's state of mind? I mean, just think about it for a minute. In verse 19, we see that Joseph, out of fear, was making his own plans to put, you know, to divorce her secretly. But in verse 20, now we see God's plan revealed. Sometimes you need not to get too hasty in making some decisions, even though you're stressing out. If you'll just be still, God's plan will be revealed. See, here it is with Joseph. Joseph feared that Mary would be put to death because that's what the law said. But God planned through her to bring deliverance to all mankind. Joseph feared for Mary's reputation, but God caused her to be remembered forever as the mother of Jesus. Joseph feared that people would call Mary all kinds of names, but in the end, they called her blessed. See, we don't have to be afraid, because God can cause our situations to be turned around. Instead of defeat, there will be victory. Instead of stress, there will be peace. Instead of nothing, there will be blessing. See, remember Joseph, Jacob's son, was sold into slavery. And then in Genesis 50:20, Joseph said to his brothers, but as far as you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good in order to bring about, as it is this day, to save many people's lives. Sometimes we look at situations and think that it's bad, but as we begin to follow the plan of God, it turns around and becomes the greatest thing that's ever happened in your life. I'm in my senior year of Bible college. And Uncle Sam knocked on my door and said, I want you. And knowing that I didn't want to be drafted and do 2 years there, I went and talked to him and I got in the Army Security Agency. And all of these things, I mean, I had my buddies, everybody was saying how bad this situation was and so forth. And I thought it was pretty bad myself. But you know what? As I look back, starting with having to leave Bible school, all the way through from 1962 to 2016, looking at the different times and different situations that I've gone through, helps me to be and do what I do today. Remember, with God, it is a planned journey. We could go on and talk about a little more, but we could go on and talk about the planned journey that was set forth on that night that Jesus was born, or actually from the time that Mary, it was told to Mary, and then to Zacharias and Elizabeth, and then on down all the way through. The angels that appeared to the wise men. You see, it's a story that is still, that story of Jesus is still unfolding today in your life. When God said, do not be afraid, to all of those different people on that first Christmas, he's saying, do not be afraid to us today in our situations. He's saying, don't be afraid. I'll turn this situation around. You just trust me. You just stay with me, and you'll walk through this situation and come out on the other side victorious. Don't be afraid. You see, Joseph obeyed God and saw the situation turn around. You may be dealing with situations today. You may be dealing with things that people are saying or doing. You may be dealing with mental stress and strain. But I want you to remember the words from God to all of those, especially Joseph, that was under stress and strain, and even Mary herself. Do not be afraid. He can turn your situation around, and all will be blessed, and you'll walk away and think, how could I have thought the other way when God had it planned for me to walk to victory? So I'll walk his plan no matter what others say. I'll do what he says no matter what others tell me to do. I'll walk with him, and as I do, I'll walk into victory because I will not be afraid, because he has charge of everything in my life. Hallelujah to Jesus. Now that's not on this piece of paper up here. That's a word from the Lord for you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Did anybody receive anything this morning? Don't be afraid. I want you to remember those words. Those were the words that were said to Mary. Those were the words that were said to Joseph. Those were the words that were said to the shepherds. Those were the words that were said to Jairus when his daughter had died. Don't be afraid, only believe. And I say to you today, don't be afraid, only believe, and you'll see that everything will be all right. Heavenly Father, I minister to these people for a few minutes today to try to stir up their spirits and their mind to realize no matter what comes their way, do not be afraid, because you will turn that situation around if they'll stand in faith with you. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Would you just bow your heads for a moment, please? I never like to have a service that I preach that I don't give an opportunity for people to find Jesus. If you're in this place today and you never accepted Christ as your Savior, or you're in this place today and you know what it is to live for God, but you have gotten yourself into a position that you know it's just not where it's supposed to be, and you need to come back and rededicate your life to God. Or maybe you, like several people I've run into lately, they said, hey, I've gone to church all my life, ever since I was a kid, but I don't know whether I ever really accepted Jesus as my Savior or not. If you're like that, on any one of those invitations, let me see your hand, please. I want to pray with you, and I want to pray for you.